I believe the Lord's speaking to us through this. And I was actually on the web. I was looking for a strap-on spare tyre cover. Have you got the slides, my friend? Some of you might have seen them around. You know, some vehicles have got like the spare tyre on the back, and of course they've got like a cover on the top of them. As I was looking through, I was thinking, well, maybe I should do that. I've got an oversized tyre that won't fit in my current carrier, and I thought, well, maybe I could get a cover for that. And as I started to look, I could sort of see that it's just straight plain ones, and there's others that had a bit of graphic on it. And I'm looking at this one, and there was beer cans. I got, nah, that's not for me. There were surfing pictures, and you know, there's all kind of a different range of decals you could have on them. And of course, I came across one that I thought, nah, this is one for me for sure. Certainly at this time of the year, and it was a Christmas. It's all about the presents. Just really sort of spoke to me a little bit because it's, and of course, look at the way the word presents is spelt. It's presence, not presence. It just a little play on words there, but it just said something to me about what we value here at Victory Life Broome. And I love the world's celebration of Christmas. Don't get me wrong, you know, of Christmas, because people can be looking for the purpose. People can be looking for, you know, what that baby in the manger is all about. The star, the three wise men, you know, what's with the frankincense and the myrrh, you know. People can be asking questions at this time of the year. And church, it's up to us that know His presence to be out there with a message. Our prayer and faith is that invitation would be extended in this season to those that don't know the Lord, don't know Him as Lord and Saviour. Those people around us can discover and have their revelation as we once did as well. You know, that Jesus was God in human form, and He came and He lived among us for the purpose of saving and bringing us into, as God's people, into His presence. And know that we could be a people that know His presence. You know, that people that live in that awareness of His presence be a prayerful people. You know, you couldn't ask for a better confirming message of the presence of God than the Lord, you know, that the Lord intended for mankind than when at the conception of Jesus' birth and Mary's womb, an angel comes to tell Joseph. Of course, we know those scriptures, and Joseph gets an update there in verse Matthew chapter 1 and verse 18 to 19. It says, "Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child and from the Holy Spirit." And I like this part. It speaks of the heart of Joseph probably more than anything. It says there, "And her husband Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame." His heart was, oh well, something's gone wrong here, and maybe she's not the one for me. I'll just put her away quietly and just divorce her and just don't. Because in those days, if you know there was any sin in this area, there'd be a stoning. It was something that the religion was very strong in regard to, and there'd be a stoning. And you know, Joseph's needing an upgrade. And I tell you what, Mary needs him to get an upgrade very quickly. But he's coming from a natural response, and he needs a supernatural response. He's ready to divorce her, but he gets an update from heaven. And if we'll stay close to God and pursue His presence in our daily lives through prayer and fellowship with Him, we also can enjoy His updates from heaven. You know, that divine wisdom, those gifts of the Holy Spirit that we also very much need in our lives, insights and prompts from Him. And I like as it goes on into verse 20, it says, "But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him, saying, 'Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins.' And all this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet, 'Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel,'" which means God with us. God with us. Amen. Most will know that Jesus gets called Jesus, but not Emmanuel. Most will understand that. But Matthew, the author, is quoting from the prophet Isaiah, prophesied 700 years before, earlier. I'll just show you that verse, Isaiah 7. It says, "Therefore, the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive." This is 700 years before Jesus was born. Okay. "Shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel." God with us. It's a beautiful passage of scripture and one that comes out at Christmas a fair bit. But you see, the tendency in the Hebrew language and the culture is to give a name, but also to describe a person. And there would be a subsequent naming that would describe that person. And Jesus gets the other names also, further naming to define who Jesus is. Down there in Isaiah 9 verse 6 it says also, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." I tell you what, if this world needs anything, it's a revelation of who the Prince of Peace is. Amen? People need him. Our communities need the Prince of Peace. And we need to be a people who know how to bring that peace that he brings. Amen. And Joseph is thinking to divorce Mary, and we've seen that. But after the angel's visitation, he understands that this is a move of God, a miraculous birth. And it means that God will be with us. You know, for those that understand the redemptive plan of God for mankind, the ultimate purpose of God to bring a Saviour into the world, we know that Jesus needed to be born of a virgin so that the sin of man was not passed on to his spiritual DNA, so that there wasn't a carrying on of that sin into Jesus' life, because he had to be pure and without blemish. He had to be the one that would be the, you know, the lamb that would be slain, ultimate sacrifice for mankind. And when God came and intervened in the Garden of Eden, he spoke of the answer for man's fall from grace when he announced over there in Genesis chapter 3 that the seed of the woman, not the man, it would be the seed of the woman, would crush the head of the serpent. And it would be a perfect offering for the sin on that cross of Calvary over 2,000 years ago, untouched by sin. Jesus would go and pay for the price of mankind's sin. All of us. That's where the price was paid. Not by any works we can do. Amen? Not by anything we can do. You know, you can put a good face on it, but we need a Saviour. The mankind needed a Saviour. Be a perfect offering. And there is a pressing in for his presence today that's so important, that we should really give ourselves to on a regular basis, I would say on a daily basis. Pressing in for his presence in our lives. You know, discovering where that secret place is for each and every single one of us is something that we should give ourselves to and search for. Which is simply put as a place where you experience his presence. Let's not leave it to Sunday morning. You know, let's have that through the week. Let's be a people that experience his presence. And most importantly, let's be a people who are about the business of sharing something of that presence. The Spirit of the Lord on our lives, affecting and touching other people's lives that are outside the church. That's a heartfelt goal I believe that God has for each and every single one of us. If I could give a gift to everyone here at the door as they're leaving today, it would be the revelation that God's intention in sending Jesus to be the Saviour of the world is that we would know him, and that we would know his presence in our daily lives, and understand that we can turn to him at any given moment and experience his life. Because he's now, not only did he die on the cross for us, but he rose from the dead. And his promise is to indwell believers in this day and age. And I encourage you, you know, that's something that we can experience this side of heaven. It's not something we have to wait to die and experience when we get to heaven. It's something that we can experience this side of heaven and walk in the reality of it, the truth of it, and even see the power of it. Amen. We talk in this church about the sequence of prayer, presence, and of course power. You know, if we'll be a people of prayer, we'll be a people that experience his prayer and pray from a heart that's devoted to him. If we'll pray that way, we'll experience his presence. He'll turn up. The Bible says where two or three are gathered together in his name, there he is in the midst. Amen? And if we'll do that, watch out. The Lord wants to turn up. He wants to show his power. He'll do, as we say in this church, he'll do his part if we'll do our part. That's when we see the power, is when we allow the Lord to be the centre of it all. Amen. I like Psalm 16, the last scripture of all this morning. Psalm 16, 11, it says, "You will show me the path of life." And I pray today that there's people out here this morning that have maybe not understood the path for life. But this is what we're talking about, the path for life. The door is Jesus. Go through him. go through Jesus. He's the door. You will show me the path of life. In your presence is fullness of joy. At your right hand are pleasures for at least a couple of weeks. At least until the end of the year. No, it says at your right hand are pleasures forevermore. And I tell you, we need to delve and get into those pleasures. And they come from his presence. And all that the Lord wants to do in our lives is going to come as we draw near to him. The Bible says draw near to God. And what will he do? He'll draw near to us. So I just encourage you this morning, just a little morning encouragement. It's earlier than what we normally finish on. But I just want to make this invitation, and we are going to sing a song as we close up and start packing up and ready for food and that. But I want to make an invitation this morning. If you're here this morning and you would say, I don't really know the Lord Jesus Christ in a personal way. If that's you, please don't go home without coming and talking. Rose and I are just down the front here, and we'd be more than happy to have a little chat with you about how we can just go through a simple prayer, a prayer that just takes us from being under the domination of darkness and over into the kingdom of God's dear Son, where he becomes a reality in your life and begins to actually fulfill his promises to us all. I mean, I just encourage you this morning, if that's you, please don't leave without having a chat with us. We'd love to be able to not only talk with you, but pray a simple prayer that gets you over into the kingdom where he begins to show himself strong on your behalf, starts to be on your side. And that's a good thing. Who wants God on your side? I mean, most people do, you know. Amen. So let's just a closing prayer this morning, and I'm going to ask the worship team to come as we pray. Worship team, want to come? Yeah, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's just pray. And Father, we thank you for today, Lord God. We thank you for what we do from here today, Lord, would be a celebration of you, Father, continually until we go from here today. But Lord, we ask that, Lord, your Holy Spirit would minister and touch hearts today as only you can. Our hearts are open today, Lord. We desire, the Father, that you would minister among us, that you would continue, even as we fellowship and eat food together, Lord, and celebrate. Lord, we ask your blessing on this time together, this message into hearts, Lord, that it would be like seed sown, that would bring forth for you, Lord. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen.